An Explicit Confession to the Church. Chapter 19. Can something be done? There is a solution to this problem, and it is so simple that it cannot be misunderstood. We need a revival of the genuine message of righteousness by faith as the Lord sent it to us. And the 1888 message is a good place to begin. 1. If, as it is widely affirmed, we as a people have enjoyed a genuine and thorough revival of the 1888 message since the 1920s, why hasn't the work of God been finished in our time? The books, Movement of Destiny, Through Crisis to Victory, The Faith That Saves, and By Faith Alone, all clearly proclaim that in the 1920s and in our present decades, righteousness by faith has enjoyed virtual unanimity of acceptance. I have never heard a worker or a lay member in America, Europe, or anywhere else express opposition to the message of righteousness by faith. This claim of virtual unanimity of acceptance of righteousness by faith since the 1920s is in contrast to the doubtful reception of 80 years ago. Surely this more recent acceptance, if true, ought to accomplish in 40 years what Ellen G. White said the acceptance of the 1888 message would have accomplished in 4 years.